I thought awesome was just a good way to say something's cool, but it really means something else.
That's true. You should save the word awesome for something that's really special. You're listening to the one and only Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. Thanks for dropping by. Let me ask you this. Do you use the word awesome a lot? I sure do. I say that pizza is awesome, or the beach is awesome, or a brand new video game is awesome. And those things are good, but are they really awesome? See, the Bible describes God as awesome. In Psalm 47, verse 2, it says, "The Lord Most High is awesome. He is a great king over all the earth." God is truly awesome. He's powerful, loving, forgiving. Those are good words that barely describe how awesome he is. And now for our story, it's called Extra Amazing. "I think I see the scenic lookout we found on the map, Mom," shouted Andre. He sighed in relief. The family had been hiking the steep treetop trail for 2 hours, and Andre was glad to finally collapse on a large flat rock. As he rested, he gazed at the view below. Andre's sister, Camilla, popped down beside him. "Wow," she said. "This is awesome." Camilla pointed to a house in the distance. "Look over there, Dad. I bet we could see for about 1,000 miles. Dad walked over. "I'd say that house is more like 20 miles away, not 1,000, he said with a smile.
"Well, it's still awesome," said Camilla.
"I agree. It is awesome," said Mom. She sat down beside Camilla and Andre. "You kids use that word a lot. Do you know what it means?" Camilla shrugged.
"Not really."
"I guess it's used to describe something that's extra amazing," said Andre.
"That's a pretty good definition," said Mom. "I looked it up in the dictionary once, and the original meaning has something to do with a feeling of reverence for something majestic or sacred. One definition for awesome is a reverent wonder. I like that one."
"I do too," said Dad.
"And I think awesome is a great word to use to describe Jesus. Psalm 33 says to stand in awe of him. That means we should love and respect him and recognize that he is in control of the entire world and our lives."
Dad paused and looked around. "Being on this mountain makes a person feel pretty small, doesn't it?"
"You can say that again," said Andre.
"Okay," said Dad.
"Being on this mountain makes a person..."
"Dad!"
Andre rolled his eyes, and they all laughed. "Things in nature are awesome," Dad said. "God made them, and they give us just a glimpse of his greatness. But what's really awesome is he loves us so much, Jesus was willing to make himself one of us and come to earth to die on a cross to save us. Now that's extra amazing." The family sipped from their water bottles as they enjoyed the view. "Yes," Mom said quietly, "Jesus is truly awesome." So how about you? Do you use the word awesome? It's a word that's probably overused, but if you want to see something that's truly awesome, look around you at the world made by Jesus. Jesus loves you, and he gave his life for you. His great power and glory are displayed in everything he's made and in his great love and sacrifice for you. Consider all his wonderful work and stand in awe of him. Our key verse today is Psalm 47:2. "The Lord Most High is awesome. He is a great king over all the earth." And our key thought today, Jesus is truly awesome. Hey, Mom and Dad, you know it's easier than ever to get the Keys for Kids stories delivered right to you every single day. All you have to do is check your email. Sign up at keysforkids.org/subscribe. It's a great way to share the stories with your kids and to pass them on to friends and family. It's at keysforkids.org/subscribe. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.